From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Police can now confirm the identity of the woman who was found unresponsive at an address off Owen Roberts Drive on Monday. She is 51-year-old Sharon Andrea Clark-Smith, a Caymanian status holder originally from Jamaica. While the matter is currently under police investigation, the RCIPS expresses condolences to the family of the deceased. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office wraps up its consultation on the proposed consumer protection regulations for the fuels sector tomorrow afternoon.
The fuel sector proposed consumer protection regs are primarily designed to address the short and long-term interests of consumers. So our regulatory function, as we know, is really to ensure that we keep the industry fair, we ensure that there is a minimum level of service, we ensure there is reliability, we ensure that we protect both the utility providers and the consumers at the same time. The CPR now comes in to ensure that in delivering this service that we don't ignore the consumers who can be vulnerable at times.
Chief Fuels Inspector Duke Monroe tells Radio Caymans there is still time to submit your comments on the consultation document, which can be downloaded at www.offreg.ky. Responses to the consultation must be submitted to Offreg on or before 5 p.m. and are to be submitted by email to consultations@offreg.ky. In other local news, a special event to celebrate the opening of the exhibition Inside Out is taking place tonight. National Gallery's Jessica Ebanks tells Radio Caymans the new exhibition features artworks by inmates of HM Northward and Fairbanks Prisons and residents of the Caribbean Haven Residential Center who participated in the National Gallery's outreach program, Art Haven.
We'll have key organizations that assisted in the recovery efforts of Hurricane Ivan, and just hearing some of what they had done to get us back on our feet after the devastation, as well as plans that they have implemented since Hurricane Ivan.
The event is tonight at 6 p.m. Turning to regional news now, a preliminary report estimates Dorian caused a total of some $7 billion in damage, but the government of the Bahamas has not yet offered any figures. Crews have started to remove some debris on both islands, but they are moving slowly to avoid accidentally disturbing any bodies lying in the rubble. The official death toll stands at 50, and Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said he expects the number to significantly increase. As the cleanup continues, the first hints of normality could be seen in Freeport, a city on Grand Bahama that is operated by a private company which provides utilities and charges residents without any government intervention. Lights began to flicker on in some neighborhoods and crews were seen repairing transformers in other areas. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Caymans Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. A powerful U.S. congressional committee has voted to broaden its powers to investigate President Trump as Democrats explore the possibility of impeachment. The Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee voted along strict party lines following its frustrations at the refusal of a number of current and former White House officials to appear to give evidence. President Trump has reacted swiftly to an interest rate cut in the eurozone by accusing the European Central Bank of weakening the value of the euro against the dollar and hurting US exports. And he lashed out again at his own central bank, the Fed, which he said just sits and sits and sits. The ECB is restarting a program to purchase bonds with new money. 25 civil society organisations say forests covering an area the size of Britain are being lost every year. The organisations say that with wildfires raging in the Amazon, Indonesia and parts of Africa, the need for forest protection has never been more urgent. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has denied lying to Queen Elizabeth about his reasons for seeking a 5-week suspension of Parliament. His denial came after a Scottish court ruled the suspension unlawful, finding Mr. Johnson had been motivated by a wish to impede parliamentary scrutiny. The International Committee of the Red Cross says nearly 22,000 Nigerians are registered with them as missing after a decade of Islamist Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast of the country. It estimates that almost 60% of that figure were minors when they disappeared. That's the latest world news from the BBC.